The cost of living continues to hit our hip pockets. Don't forget that fuel excise, that 22-cent cut that was introduced just under 6 months ago, that comes to an end in just a few weeks' time. So from about October 1, we will be hit with an extra 22 cents on our fuel bills. Looking around Cairns this week, the average is creeping up again. Fuel unleaded at about $1.58 last time I checked, and diesel up at about $2.09. So it's already creeping back up. Add on that 22 cents in just a few weeks' time. Interest rates, of course, also rose this week. They're at their highest levels now since 2015. And of course, inflation, it's just over 6% at the moment, but Federal Treasury predicting it'll get close to 8% by the end of this year. So it's all happening, unfortunately, on the cost of living front. To talk about what the Albanese government is doing, or perhaps more aptly should be doing, I've grabbed 4CR breakfast host Murray Jones into the studio to talk about that fact. Murray, is the Albanese government doing enough, what you're hearing from them at least, on the cost of living front?
Well, they're still backing the Stage 3 tax cuts, even though they're a long way off. So they'll probably say that that's one thing they're keeping in place to keep the cost of living down. Because, you know, the flat rate, 30%, it's actually going to help a lot of people in that 45,000 to 200,000 bracket.
But we checked off air, Murray, those Stage 3, it's a long way off. It's a mid-2024. Yeah, so it's nearly 2 years away.
Yeah.
Not going to help us next week.
And look, you know, what do you do? I can understand, you know, you're probably happy you're out of politics now. You're darned if you do, you're darned if you don't. And, you know, big spending Labor governments, they always talk about. But at the end of the day, you know, what can they do? There's so many things that they can do. And look, you know, they said that they will not do anything about the fuel prices coming back again, and it's going to be quite a hike. And they've started to jump again just in the last week. Even diesel, because I use diesel, was basically dipping below $2 in some spots, but it's come back up again. So look, you know, it is a tough call. You know, it's an issue all the way around. They're always going to say that they've basically inherited a lot of deficit from the previous government. But of course, with the pandemic, you know, that is unsurprising, and that's one of the realities. So look, you know, I'm sure they could do more, but you know, at the end of the day, what do they do? You know, we've got issues with respect to the bottom line that are only going to get worse. So we're kind of all in this together.
It's a very tough one. That budget coming out in October as well, you hear Treasurer Jim Chalmers out and about sort of, I guess, almost dampening expectations about what will be in that October budget, and then they've got another one, of course, in the usual cycle in May next year. So a lot of work happening in the Treasury Department at the moment, no doubt. Murray, how long can the Albanese government keep blaming the former government for this budget black hole? I hear them all this week, in fact, just talking about, oh, we've inherited a disaster, the worst debt ever. I mean, how long can a new government keep it up?
Well, I mean, it's not unfair, you know, considering the length. I mean, it's only just over 100 days in government. These type of things do take a long time.
You can milk it for a while.
Yeah, but it does take a long time. It's not as if they've got a silver bullet that they can just fix these issues and move on. So, look, you know, I think it is fair to say. But at the same, you know, at the same time, you know, the pandemic has caused a lot of pain. And we do know, to the credit of the previous government, what they did do to assist with respect to keeping businesses open was pretty solid. It did work. In a lot of cases, it worked too well. But that did cost dearly. So, you know, really, at the end of the day, you could say for 18 months, for up to 2 years, that this has been an issue. It's a hangover that's probably likely to last even longer than that. But of course, the electorate doesn't think like that. So, you know, exactly what they will do, they have set a bit of a carrot that there are some things that they're working on. And as you said a few minutes ago, I'm sure they're working very feverishly in the background there at Treasury to try and deal with some things. So I think we will get some sweeteners. But to be honest with you, Gavin, I think the bottom line is that we are in for a tough time, regardless of who actually would have been in government and in power, whether it was the Coalition or Labor. There's no doubt that there's going to be some tough times ahead.
And Treasurer Jim Chalmers, I heard him this week almost laying the ground for what he's saying will be 6 to 12 months of tough times ahead.
Without a doubt.
So as we said, inflation there expected to continue to rise up to about 8% by the end of the year, among all of those other rising costs. So yeah, 6 to 12 months, we'll have to tighten our belts.
And I think that's just the reality, you know, with the pandemic and also just with what's happening in the world, full stop. And, you know, people dismiss it and say, you know, the Ukraine's so far away. But what's happened there and with Russia are some of the things that are happening with China as well. You know, there's a very, very unstable world economy, and unfortunately we are paying the price in so many different ways. So sure, I think the government can be doing more and they need to focus on some of those microeconomic things that they can do, but there are a lot of things that I think they can fairly say that are still outside of their control.
What are you going to do to tighten your belt over the next 12 months, Muzz?
I think I'll be keeping my Hilux for a while, the old 1995 Hilux. I'm not about to update that. I can't afford to.
Maybe need to continue getting on your bike.
Hey, that's the case as well. I'll tell you what, a bit of pedal power.
Pedal power.
And it means I can reduce the size of the bras I have to buy. So there's got to be some good things there.
Win-win all around. Murray Jones, catch him on 4CA Breakfast Monday to Friday. Thanks, Muzz.
Have a great weekend. Cheers.